Okay, today is Daf Dalid of Masechtas Erevin. We're on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. We're on the second to the bottom line, right? Okay. V'Rava Mishmei Derb Nachman Amar. Rava has a different pshat than Abaya. Abaya's pshat was there were different amos measured depending on the halacha. Either an amo had 5 tvachim or 6 tvachim depending on the halacha. Right, when it came to Klayim, it was 6 tvachim. When it came to Mavui and Sukkah, it was 5 tvachim. Why? Because all those, that always results in a chumrah. That always results in a chumrah. We machmer all ends. Rav Amar, no. Mishrei Rav Nachman, no. Omer, call Amos ba'ama vashisha. Each Amma was always six tvachim. The question is, Ela halalu shochakos. Sometimes they were spread out. Ba'halalu atzevos. And sometimes they were very narrow. What's a tefach? A tefach is the amount of space in your fist. You can make a tight fist or a loose fist. As Rashi says on the bottom, Amos klayim modedim betvachim gedolim. The klayim measure big, like generous tvachim. V'shal sukkah umavoy atzevos mitzum tamos luchumra. But the ones for sukkah and the ones for mavoy were measured very, very tightly luchumra. Says the Rashba, what's the difference between these two amos? The difference is a half a finger, a chatzi etzva. Okay, it's a small difference. It's a difference. Meisve, wait a minute. Kol amos sha'amru chachamim ba'ama bas shisha. Every ama always was talking about 6. Ubavad shelo yehi mechuvanos. Right? As long as ubavad shelo yehi mechuvanos. That means they shouldn't be, what is mechuvanos? Exactly alike. Now, Bishlam or Rava, that makes sense according to Rava. There were always 6 tvachim, but they're not exactly alike. Some are tight, some are loose. Ela la baya kasha, according to baya, not true, they're not all 6 amos. Some are 5. What does that mean? Amalach abaya, ema, amas klayim, ba'am bas shisha. What he meant was, by klayim, it's always one number. It doesn't make any sense. Bama zigzani seifa. Or sure, Ben Gamliel Omer, call Amos Sha'amru Chachamim. When the Chachamim said all Amos, what they meant was, Beklayim, Ba'ama, Bashisha, Bashisha. They meant only by Klayim 6. Ubavad Shlo Yehei, Mitzum Samos. And they shouldn't be Mitzum Samos. They don't have to be exact, tight. Not exact is the wrong word. The right word is tight. Michlal, you see from there that since Rashur Ben Gamliel went out of his way to argue, the Tanakama, kol amos ka'amar. He's talking about all amos. He's not talking about only Abaye said, how does this price make sense? He's only talking about klayim. Right? Only talking about klayim. Now wait a minute. Rashur Ben Gamliel said that. Tanakama couldn't have been talking about that. That's what Rashur Ben Gamliel said. You understand? So Abaye is going to say, okay, good. So it's a machlokes tanoim. I hold like Rashur Ben Gamliel. Right? So, Amalach Abaya, Lav mi ikur of Shir Ben Gamliel, the Kari Kava say? Doesn't Shir Ben Gamliel basically say what I'm saying? Anad the army kir of Shir Ben Gamliel, so I hold like him. Now, Ula Abaya, according to Abaya, Vadai Tanoihi. It's certainly a Machlokas Tanoim. It's a Machlokas Tanoim. La Rava mi lema Tanoihi. What about Rava? What about Rava? What about Rava? Does Rava hold? Let's look at Rashi. L'rava mi lema tanoihi. Mi amrinan, do we say, Rav Shir Ben Gamliel, polagalei. Rav Shir Ben Gamliel argues, l'meimar amas klayim ba'ama bas shisha. Only by klayim is it 6 tvachim, avol shar amos, but by others, kigon suka umavoy, ba'ama bas chamisha. Oh, dilmo, maybe no. Pirushika mafarish. Rav Shir Ben Gamliel is coming to explain the Rabbanon. Now, Abaye can't say that. Dimil Saihu de Rabbanon de Amri. When the Rabbanon said, Ubavad shelo yehei mechuvanos, as long as they're not equal, the Yeshman shochakos, the Yeshman atzevos, velo pirshu, but they didn't explain, Ezeman shochakos, the Ezeman atzevos. Va'asi ihu leferushe, and now Rabbi Shir Ben Gamliel comes along to say, the harach de klayim lehevi shochakos, that these klayim ones should be shochakos, should be looser. They should not be tight. Why? Because if they're looser, it's a bigger shear, it's a bigger chumrah. Ulahachi adgar klayim. That's why Rashi Ben Gamliel mentions klayim. Not to talk about others. Just to let you know that these shouldn't be loose. So the back to the Gemara. Amalach Rava. Rabshur ben Gamliel ha'asulash me'inan. Amas klayim lo yitzamtem. That only the amas klayim shouldn't be the same. So then Velema, why didn't he say that? Amas klayim lo yitzamtem ba'amas shisha l'mutemai. What else did he mean to say by saying, and it's six tvachim, what else? Lav l'me'ute amas sukkoi ba'amas mavui. Didn't he mean to come to exclude the ama of the sukkah and the ama of the mavui? So the Gemara says, lo. No, that is not part of this machlokes. L'me'ute, the following story. That Rashi himself has, massive Rashi here, has two versions of what this machlokes is. We're going to do it nice and simple, and we'll say only one version. Lemeute ama yisod v'ama sovev. Okay, everyone sees the picture of the base of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach had an ama of a yisod. Then it was an ama tall. It was an ama indented. You had a wall going to a ledge. That wall was five amos. Then there was an indention of an ama, and there was another wall of how tall? I think three. Yes, three. And then the corner, the chronos, which was also an ama. Okay? So dichtiv, it says, Ve'ele midos hamizbeach ba'amos ama ama v'tefach. V'cheik ha'ama v'ama racha v'gvula el svas l'saviv zeres echad v'zeh gabe gav ha'mizbeach. It's a very long pasuk in Yecheskel. The Gemara now is going to say what this means. Cheik ha'ama zeh yisod. V'cheik ha'ama, that means the yisod. The yisod was an ama tall. Now this is one shot of Rashi, says like this. How tall was that ama? Five tvachim. How tall was the indentation of the ama? That was six tvachim. You hear that? The Ama Rochav, Zeh Sovev. The Ama Rochav was the Sovev, which was the ledge, which was also one Ama. What kind of Tvachim was that? Says Rashi. Five Tvachim. And the Gvula El Svas Saviv. What does that mean? That means. Correct. Elu Kronos. Those are the Kronos. That was only five Tvachim. Both, it was five Tvachim tall. It was an Ama square. What kind of Ama? 5x5 Tvachim. And v'zeh gav mizbeach, zeh mizbeach hazahav. That was the mizbeach hazahav in the Beis Hamikdash, in the Kodesh, and that also was 5x5. So it's an there's two dots here. We're onto a whole new topic. Just to finish up this topic, so there was a machlokas between Abaye and Rava. What is a complicated machlokas here, right? By five or by six tefachim, and it's a machlokas.
Yeah.
Okay. So now that we spoke about these amas, the Gemara goes off into a little bit of a tangent, which is almost the whole daf dalet is a tangent. Amar of Chia Bar Ashi, Amar Rav, Shiurim, Chatzitzin, and the issues of Chatzitza when you go to the mikvah, Umechitzin, and the halachas of Mechitza, Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Those are all Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. So right away, Rashi says something staggering. In the Rashi of Shiurin, Rashi says, Shenashnu chachamim l'chol davar. The chachamim decided for each thing. Kigon, kizayis dam chelev, pigol, nosar, kizayis menameis, kizayis menameis, shematame ba'ohel, v'shar shiurin kidim farish l'kamon. The Gemara just said that it's a Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai, and Rashi says Shenasnu Chacham L'Chacham made up these shirim. What's Rashi talking about? Right? What? Then what's on Mamish? The first Rashi, this sugya, says something that goes against the Gemara. So there's a sefer here. He quotes the sefer called Masechtas Halacha l'Moshe Mitzinai. He asks another question. He says, if you think about it, isn't Chatzitza and Mechitza really just an offshoot of Shiurim? Isn't that... What's a machitza? Has certain heights and certain widths and certain dimensions. So isn't that really Shiurim? Are there three? Can there be one category? Shiurim. Shiurim regarding eating. Shiurim regarding mechitza. Shiurim. By the way, this is the mekor. How do you know that a boy becomes a mitzvah at 13? Where'd that come from? Where'd the number 13 come from? The number doesn't come. It's this Gemara. Shiurim. The shiur of a mitzvah is 13. The shiur of a girl is 12. Where'd that come from? Halacha, no pasuk that says that. Halacha l'moshe m'sinai. All shiurim are halacha l'moshe m'sinai. So why? What? This mechitza is the own. What, doesn't say shiurim and bar mitzvah. Doesn't say that. Why? It's included. So why are these three different? Why are these three different? Why are these two different, really? Why is chatzitza and mechitza separate in their own categories? That's his question. Yeah. Right. What do you mean?
The average. So we average. They become. They have the signs at an age.
Right. I agree with you. So you're saying it was a poll. Yeah. It was a scientific.
We took an average.
It was an average. That could be pshat, but I think it's a lot more than we've seen.
Correct.
So why are these two separate? So he says as follows. He says because shiurim were different. The shiurim, what happened was, let's see how true this is. The shiurim, this will explain Alain Tarashi. He says the shiurim, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai is that there's such a shiur as a kazayas, there's such a shiur as a koseves, there's such a shiur as a 13, and the chachamim were going to decide which applies to where. How come eating matzah is a kazayas, but eating on Yom Kippur is more than that? And tumah is this shiur, and for this tumah, that shiur, and all those, the details were made up by the chachamim. The rules, there's no such shear as you have to eat the size of a watermelon. There's no such shear like that. And now we're in Shas. Why? Because that wasn't given to the chachamim. Kedayis was. Kotzevis was. Carrying, all these things were given to the chachamim. So Hashem said, here are the possibilities. Then you go apply them to each specific case. That didn't happen by Mechita, it didn't happen by Chatzitza. That's why there are three separate categories. And that explains Rashi. The Chachamim are the ones that are deciding what's going to be each one. Okay? It's very tough.
Explains
Rashi. Explains Rashi. That's what Rashi means.
Explains Rashi, but everything else is confused.
Right. Right. Okay, so now the Gemara says, wait a minute. Shurim Daraisa who? Aren't Shurim Daraisa? Because it says, Eretz Chita Usaora, it's a famous pasuk, right? Eretz Chita Usaora, I had this come over a few times in Shas. Vamar of Chanan, Pala Pasuk Hazel Shiurim. This whole pasuk is to teach you Shiurim. Nemar Chita, what is Chita for? Lechidit Nan, Hanich Nas Lebeis Hamanuga. If somebody walks into a house that has Tzaras on it, the Caleb Al Ksefav, and he's wearing clothing. When I'm talking about the clothing, he's carrying clothing on his shoulders, v'sandalav, and sandals, v'taba osav, and his ring, biyado, in his hand. Hu v'heim v'tamin biyad. The minute you walk into this house with a tzaras, you become tamei instantly, and everything you're carrying becomes tamei instantly. Hayalovish kelav v'sandalav. If you're wearing the clothing, like a normal person, and you're wearing shoes, baraglav on your feet, v'taba osav, and rings, v'etzba osav, on your hands, hu tamei miyad. You become tamei instantly. However, vehein, but your kalim tahorin, they become tahar. They remain tahar. Ad sheyisha b'chdei achilas pras. You have to remain in there the time it takes to eat achilas pras, which is a half a loaf. Why is there a difference? And by the way, pas chitin, a half a loaf of chitin, below pasa orin, not pasa orin, not barley. There's a machlokas achronim. When it says not barley, does it mean only pasketin? Right? Or not pasa orin, or not any other material, not any other grain. Why is the orin picked? Because it's the second most common. Who eats spelt? Only they came up with that now in the past 10 years, such a thing as spelt matzah. Who eats spelt? Very unusual. So the Mishnah is not gonna mention, the Bryce is not gonna mention here pasketin and not pas this and not pas this and not pas this. Just says not pasa orim, which includes them all, or no, only not pasa orim. That's a machlokas achronim. And meisiv, when you're sitting down nicely, v'ocha b'liftan, and you're eating it with relish. Right, so that's also, I think it's also machlokas, if that's faster or slower. Anyway, that's what it says the word in the pasuk chita. That's what it means. Now, how do you get that from that halacha, from that word? By the way, why shouldn't there be a difference if you're wearing the clothing or if you're carrying the clothing? Why is there a difference? What should be the difference? That's not such a clear answer either. Why should there be a difference? Quotes over here, the Mishnah Achrona says, because if you're carrying it, it shows a greater level of kavana. I'm going into this house, into this Mitzorah house, with things to make them tamei. Therefore, the minute I walk in there, I become tamei. However, when I'm wearing something, I have no choice. They're bottled to my body. So they're bottled to me. So maybe I walked in and, I forgot about this. It's Sarah's house. You run right out. So then you become tummy immediately. At least we don't add on the tumah on your clothing when it was inadvertent. But if you're carrying something, the assumption is it was on purpose.
What's the status of Allah from Shusina versus the rice? What is that considered from Shusina?
We're going to get to that in a minute.
The big difference between the two was not based on
a pasuk,
but what is that considered?
Halacha Moshe said
we
view it as a daraisa.
What?
We view it as a
daraisa. Why is it not? Why is it the question? Shir
b'daraisa.
Right.
What's the kasha? I guess it's how you learn it out. He says over here that the Rambam says, "Kol hilchas haTorah, all the halachas of the Torah, dikdukehem through details, uperusheim and their explanations." Nitnu l'Moshe Misinai, were given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Ulam halachos she'ein lehem remez b'Torah. There's no remez in the Torah. Ve'i efshar l'lamdam ba'achas mi'amidus ha'Torah d'dreshas behen. There's no way you can figure this out by yourself. Using all the principles of the Torah, kal v'chomer, you never figure this out. Nikrim halacha l'Moshe Misinai, says the Rambam. That's called halacha l'Moshe Misinai. What the practical difference is, there might not be one. Anyway, how long is a shear of a kedei l'chilas pras? Since it's Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we could talk about this for 2 minutes. How big of a shear is that? B'chdei achilas pras. The Gemara says that such a thing is k'dei achilas pras. Right? If it takes you that long, then you become tamei. B'chdei achilas pras. Where else does k'dei achilas pras come up? It comes up at the Seder night. You have to eat matzah b'chdei. How long is that? So the Chassam Sofer says it's 9 minutes. Where do you get that 9 minutes from? He has a whole lumbish of thing because he says it's the time it takes to walk a chatzi mil. And we know a mil is 18 minutes, a half a mil is 9 minutes. So the Chazanish says, isn't it funny? There's not one remez in Shas how long this is? There's not one remez in Shas. How long is a Kedei Achilles? Wouldn't the Gemara have wanted to tell us that? How long is a Kedei Achilles Pras? Some say 2 minutes. It's anywhere from 2 to 9 minutes. So how come no one ever told us? So there's a connection. Well, the Gemara says that Kedei Achilas Pras is a shear.
Right, so you
know
that you got the shear, you got the
pras. What?
You got the shear, you got to walk it.
Right.
You have to figure it out somewhere.
So the Chazanish says, I don't know what a Kedei Achilas Pras is, but I can't imagine it's longer than 9 minutes, like what the Chassam Sofer said. But he says, it's a funny thing, there's no remez in Shas. No hit.
Better question, why does the Gemara use Lashon of eating, describing how long you linger in the house.
Well, that's the word chita. The word chita is wheat bread. So listen to the Menachem Chinuch over here. He says something fascinating. He says, there are really two places where eating comes up over the course of the year, that there's the issues. Number one is at the Seder night, and number two is on Yom Kippur. Right? So as we said, if someone has to eat on Yom Kippur, they're sick, whatever it is, so eat them. Don't eat it because the is pras. Right? Schlep out the eating. Eat over 20 minutes. Right? A long time. So it's not because the is pras. Right? That's what they tell you to do. So he says over here, Gabi Koli Su... here it is. Gabi Koli Surim Nira Dechol Michael Umichel. Each food, whether it's pizza or steak or matzah, Hein le'inyan Yom HaKippurim, he's talking about Yom Kippur here. It's Shin Yud Gimel, which is the mitzvah to fast on Yom Kippur. Parshat Emor. Kol min Michael, each food is mishayrin kol echad b'didei. Each food is judged separately. Kamazman nechal prasman amaychal issa she'ochal kizayis. How long does it take to eat this food? That's awesome. How long does it take? So on Yom Kippur, pizza, not the same as steak. Not the same as cereal. Not the same as potatoes. Not the same as matzah. It's everything to... Im kein lefizeh nichamashal obiru chazal kamahavid kedei achilas pras bebeinani. That's why Chazal never gave you a time. Ki ein shir ledavar. There is no shir. Rak kol ma'achol yesh lo shir acher. Each ma'achol has a different shir. V'lo yaspik hadiyo va'kolmus. There wouldn't be enough ink and enough pens. Lachshov kol min ma'achol ba'olam la'odem bein. We'll make a list of every single food item in the world. How long that takes? It's impossible. Al kain eizim min ma'achol sha'odem ochel. Each food item. Misharin ba'odem beinani. You take an average person. Kama tzarech lashos lechol ha'ma'achol hazeh. How long it takes him to eat this food. Im yochol kishlish or ka'arba beitzim. Like three or four eggs, which is the shear of a k'dei achilas pras. V'zer nir l'anisati emes u'borer. That to me seems the emes. Kivon delo matzino b'shas shir yadua. Since there is no mention, there's no shir in shas. There's no. Kama zman achilas pras. Right? The gam kain. We also don't have any min. We don't have any, just this one. And by the way, if he says it with lift on, with eating it, the mesa, what about if you're eating it on the run? It's a different shear now. Why? Because you're eating it faster. Because you're busy. You're in a rush. So he says, we can't give a shear. Right? Right. Okay. So just to finish up the story. So, how long is it? So shouldn't take you more than 9 minutes. Shlomo Zalman says the Torah could not have required you to fulfill a mitzvah, and you have to eat like a behemoth, like a slob. That can't be right. Therefore, eat like a normal person. If you do that, you'll finish within 9 minutes. So I guess you want to be mechoshesh for some smaller number. If you can, that's great. Very, that's wonderful. Right. If you can, you have who to rely on if you don't. Okay? Next. So, Ora, what about barley? Ditnan. Etzem kisa Ora. A bone the size of a barley seed. Matame b'maga u'b'masa. V'ena matame b'ohel. Matame touching and carrying, but not in an ohel. Again, like, why does a barley... What's the connection between this shear and this halacha? That's a good question. Next, Geffen. What's the word Geffen? K'dei revi'ez yayin l'nazir. Regarding a revi'ez yayin for a nazir. Regarding what? Says Rashi something impossible. Last two words. L'chaiva malchus. To give you malchus. What? Give you malchus? Says Tosvos. In the Tosvos of Geffen, we made two lines. Pirish Rashi. L'chaiva malchus. How much does a nazir have to drink to be chayiv malchus? A revi'ez. Says Tosvos. What? V'kasha. That's not similar to any of the other ones. That doesn't make any sense. The Havachichai Malkus? Every other one is a shear. Here, not the shear. The shear we know from somewhere else. It's a good, but if you drink, you have Malkus.
What shear do you have to drink to be Malkus?
But every other one enlightens you on the actual shear itself, not on the punishment. So Tosva says, I like what Rashi said in Sukkah about this issue, where he said that the Havamina to say that since the Issur for another is really to eat grapes, that the wine should be measured in a solid shear. Right? It should be measured. The answer is I would have said it's measured as a solid. There's no such thing as a revius by a solid. Revius is a liquid measure. It's measured by a liquid. It's measured as a revius. So maybe that's what Rashi meant to say. I said over there in Sukkah. And if you drink that, you will be chayiv malchus. Don't tell me that, well, I didn't eat a kezayis of grape juice. It's a hard... you have to figure out how... you do that by displacement. Right? You take a kezayis, put it in it, and then displace it, and see how much liquid that ends up becoming. That would be a kezayis. No, that's not the shear. The shear is a liquid shear. It's a revius.
What?
What did you say?
Yeah,
correct. It's exactly the Chiddush. Right. It's exactly the Chiddush. I would have thought that by Geffen for the Nazir, it's also, even though it's juice, but it's measured as a solid, because that's what Geffen is, that's what Chita, they're all solid. Kamash, no. We're going to measure it by a liquid. And by the way, if you drink that, it'll be Chayav Malchus. That's what Tosfos says. Okay. Next. What? Yeah, te'ena. What's a te'ena? Kegrogeris, like a grogeris, like a fig, a dried out fig, lo tzah Shabbos, for carrying on Shabbos. Why a dried out fig? What about a regular fig? dried out fig is smaller than a regular fig, right? It's a little shriveled. Why a dried out fig? Listen to this. Tfasema says, because, well, tafasta maruba lo tafasta. You can't take the biggest shear, you take the smallest shear. So when it comes to to ena, we use the smallest shear. What's the smallest shear? If it's dried out. So why don't we say that by a kezias? That the should be dried out, a dried out kezias. So he says because it says shemen zayis. Shemen zayis means it's mashal with the shemen inside it. Why don't we say dried out date? The answer is because it doesn't even say the word date. It says the word dvash, which we're going to translate to mean a date, honey. The tain is a fig.
Right.
So we're using a dried out fig.
Yeah.
What about a date? So kezayis also should be dried out. Why? Tafasta mua tafasta. Tafasta mubalo tafasta. Why are you picking the biggest shear? Well, it says shemen. It means with the oil inside it. What about a date? Date means by a wheat and barley, it doesn't make any sense. It's not a shayach. What about by a date? By a date, it says dvash. It doesn't even say the word date. It says just dvash. So dvash means nice and plump. Right? And what about a rimon? What about a dried out rimon? Says the Sfasemes. What Mati just said. There's no such thing as a dried out rimon. What does that mean? A very unusual thing. So therefore, the only one that's dried out is the te'ena. You hear this? Okay. Rimon, kidetnan, kol clay balabayas, all the clay of balabatim is shurim ki rimonim. The shear is rimonim. Why is it in plural here? Rimonim? It's a good question. Tosfa says, because sometimes you have three rimonim on a like a three rimonim on a vine, on a whatever, however they grow, on a tree. And let's say you want to take the three of them and push them through a hole. The hole will have to be a little bit bigger than if you had just one rimon going through the hole. Right? Which makes a little sense.
Why are people so confused? Balabatim, rimonim.
Uh-huh.
That's a balabais.
Right. Okay, I hear you. So, okay, that's what Tosfos says. It has to be a little bit bigger, but it's much as raising a good point. Next, Eretz Zeis Shemen Udvash. So Eretz, Kol Shiurei HaKezaisim. Oh, what does Eretz teach you? Shemen Zayis? Every shear is a Kezayis. Kol Shiur, talk about that? Every shear? V'kahani Damar, what about the old ones we just mentioned? Yeah, Elo'ema Eretz Shirov Shiurei HaKezaisim. Rov Shiur Mar Kezayis, which is true. Next, Rov Shiur Mar Kezayis. Okay. By the way, all eating is a kezias, except for two exceptions. Anybody know the two exceptions? All shiur mar kezias, except for two exceptions. Grogus on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur. The second one is not really eating. It's a little bit of a trick question. It's food to be metame other food. Not to eat the food, but to be metame other food, the shiur is, what's the shiur? The shiur is a beitza, not a kezias. What? That's not eating. Eating. So then we have chatishir. It's a whole discussion in itself, right? But the eating. Don't bring that up. Anyway, dvash. What's a dvash? Well, dvash means honey. So Rashi says it always means date honey. It means a date. Kikoseves hagasa, like a fat date. Liyom Kippurim on Yom Kippur. Vitispura, is that true? Shiurin michtav ksivi. Right? We started off by saying that all these shiurim are halacha l'moshe v'sinai. Now you come up with a pasuk that tells me that they're all in a minatorah based out of a lot of pasuk. Answers the Gemara. No! V'tisme shiur michtav ksivi. This pasuk doesn't say anything about shiurim. Rather, el hilchas aninu, it's halacha l'moshe v'sinai. V'asmuchin hu'rabban anakra. It's an asmachta. These words are just an asmachta. What's an asmachta? So the Rambam says asmachta means that it's just a simon to remember it. That when you're being mavis sedra and you read this pasuk, it'll make a light bulb go off in your head. Oh, right. Chita means for beis hamenuga. And seora means for barley. What was the barley one? Oh, yeah, for the tumma. And this, right, I remember. Says the Ritva, that makes sense. According to the Ritva, now you have to answer, the Gemara's answer doesn't make any sense. The Ritva says, listen to this. That shadeyazu he das minus lomer shasmachta ena el a simon. That's not because to say that an asmachta is just a simon. Right? Okay. Next, chatzitzin daraisa ninu. Aren't chatzitzin daraisa? Dichsiv it says, We say that halacha, it's a pure daraisa. It says v'racha, it says besaro. It's called besaro. You should wash your whole body. Shloi he darachotze, it's bein besaro l'mayim. B'mayim, b'mei mikvah. Kol besaro, mayim. Kol besaro, mayim. Shekol gufo olamen. Your whole body can fit into the mikvah. V'kama hein ama al ama brum gimel amos. It's 1 by 1 by 3 amos. V'shiru chachamim, mei mikvah mem sa. It's 40 sa. That's a beferish daraisa. You have to go into the mikvah. You can't have anything blocking you. What do you mean it's halacha moshe Sinai? So the Gemara answers, ki itzra chilchasa l'sairo. Now the halacha moshe Sinai comes to include your hair. Ki the rabba bar Rav Huna. The omar rabba bar Rav Huna. Nima achas kishura chotetet. One hair that's tied. And the spot where the knot is doesn't get wet. One hair is tied, it's a chatzitza. Shalosh, einen chotetet. If it's three knots in one strand, it's not chotetet. Why? Because the assumption is, in order to do that, you can't tie it tightly. So therefore, the water is going to get in. It's okay. Shala shtayim any day. Two, I don't know. Anyway, I don't know about two. Shiura. So that's the answer. The answer is the hair. So Gemara says, Sa'aro nami daraisahu. Hair is also daraisa. Ditanya. V'rachat is kol besaro. Es hatafel lebesaro. The es means, what's tafel? What's that? V'zehu sar. That's the hair. So the Gemara answers, ki asai hilchasa. So what did the halacha l'moshe Sinai come to teach me? It came to teach me other dinim. Lerubo, rove of your body has a problem. Miuto, mir of your body has a problem. And makbid. And your makbid, ulusha ain makbid. And you're not makbid. Now, here we go. Kidra of Yitzchak, the umber of Yitzchak, Dvar Torah, the halacha is in the Torah, rubo, umakbid, alav chotzei. It has to be robe of your body and has to be machbid. That's very unusual. Bizman hazeh. The only way you can have that is if you're wearing clothing. Tight clothing. How else do you have rubo and machbid? V'she'enu machbid alav. And if you're not machbid, eno chotet. You're not chotet. V'gazru al rubo she'enu machbid. And they made a gzera on rubo eno machbid. Bishum rubo ha-machbid. Okay? And also, the al mi'uto ha-machbid. But what if it's a meal? What if it's just one nail polish on one finger, but you're makbid? Hamakbid, mishum rubo hamakbid. A mir hamakbid is a gozer atu mir hamakbid. I'm sorry. Mir hamakbid is gozer atu rubo hamakbid. Okay? It says Rashi. The Rashi of mir hamakbid. Hoel v'damilei b'hakpada. Since they're similar, you makbid on both. V'gozru lav. The gazru laf halacha l'moshe m'sinei who? That's not halacha l'moshe m'sinei. El gzera d'rabbanan. Rubo hamakbid l'chudei who d'havile hamacha l'moshe m'sinei. That's the only halacha l'moshe m'sinei over here. Now the Gemara asks an unrelated question. V'lid zor nami al miyuto she'enam. What if it's a miyut she'enam makbid? What if it's a miyut she'enam makbid? So why don't we make that gzera? Why don't we go with a rubo she'enam makbid mishum miyuto hamakbid? Right? Why don't we make a gzera? Miut she'eno makbid, atu miut hamakbid. So the Gemara answers, inami, or how about this one? Mishum rubo she'eno makbid. Either way, let's be makbid on a miut that you're not makbid on. Let's be makbid on that. It's a miut that you're not makbid on, let's be makbid. So Gemara says, that can't be right. Why? He goofed a gzera. That itself is only a gzera. The fact that we're makbid on this is only a gzera. Vanan, Nikov, Vinigza, Gzera, Lugzera? We should make a Gzera, Lugzera? What's wrong with making a Gzera, Lugzera? What's wrong with that? So Rashi in Beitza says, because it says in the Torah, Ushmarta mes mishmarti, you should guard my Torah. Make one guard. You don't make two fences. Make one fence. He quotes over here in the name of the Sar Shalom Gaon. I don't think we ever quoted him before. He says an unbelievable var. He says, if you can make a Gzera, Lugzera, and goes to everything under the sun. There'll be no end. There'll be no life. He says over here, Im haya adavar mispashit migzeru l'gzera, if there would be such a thing, haya osir miskol dvar ma'at ma'at. Little by little, take everything away from you. Right? Can't have a life like that. Anyway, next. Mechitzos daraisa ninu. I'm sorry, mechitzos daraisa ninu. Mechitzos are also daraisa. To Amar Mar, Aron, Tisha, the Aron was 9 tfachim, the Kaporas, Tefach, and the Kaporas was 10 tfachim. Harekhan Asara. Oh, I skipped. I'm sorry. V'kaporeth tefach. Harei kan asara. Right? And we know... Yeah, stopping in 2 minutes. And we know... And we know that... what do we know? We know that the Hashem only came down to the kaporeth. He didn't go lower than the kaporeth. Why? Because Hashem is in the Shemayim and we're in the Aretz. And the twain shall never meet. So what do we know? That Hashem doesn't go lower than 10 tefachim. So what do you see? There's a beferish of pasuk that says there's a cutoff at 10 tefachim, which is a different mechita, a different reshosh even. Hashem's in a different reshosh than us. So it's a beferish of pasuk. So what do you mean? Halach l'moshim tzeri? It's a zoraisa. So it's law lo tzricha lo Yehuda. Now according to Yehuda, the Amor says amas binyan ba'amah bas shisha. Amas kelim ba'amabas chamisha, but the kelim only were 5 tefachim. If that's true, the aron was only 8 tefachim. Why? Because it's 1.5, which is 8, and then it's 7 really, and then 1 for the kaparas. So it's 8. Therefore, it's not a raya that a mechitza is 10 tefachim. Ula Rameir, the amar kol amos how you abandon is Michael Amemer. What about Rameir who said that? So Ula Rameir, ki asi hilchasa, what does hilchasa come to teach you? It comes to teach you a different thing. Lagud, halacha of good achit and good asik, which means we pretend the wall goes up and we pretend the wall goes down, and lalavud, and for the din of lavud, which we connect, we make pretending connections, and ladofen akuma, that the wall can extend for the sukkah. All these things are we don't learn them out from anywhere. That's not a raya. In other words, according to a mayor, I don't really need mechitza from halacha l'moshe mesinai because I have from the aron that Hashem didn't go below the aron. Because he held the aron was 10 tefachim tall. But according to everybody else, but according to a mayor, what is he doing? What mechitzas are out there? These, good, lavud, dofen akuma, all those things are halacha l'moshe mesinai, and that's where he learns it from. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow by the 2 dots. Everybody have a very good day. And a good chodesh.